to the end zone. Caught, touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey! Backs up, now throws left side. Back shoulder fake. Jeffrey, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Take a look at that number 17 in that Bears colors. What's that mean to you when you see that name on an NFL jersey as you enter this particular season?
From where I came from, where I'm at today, I mean, represents my family, Jeffrey. I mean, 17, I wear the number 17 because I wore number 2 in high school. In football and basketball, I wore number 15.
I see some of those jerseys in the stands. How about that? When you come from this small town to that.
Hopefully, I want one day win the Super Bowl, bring them a Super Bowl, so 17 can hang up in the Raptors.
You dream that?
Yeah, I dream that. Man, I want to win the Super Bowl here in Chicago.
Can you imagine what that would be like?
If you don't believe in yourself, who else gonna believe? Like, that's why I preach to each guy, 53 man, on our roster. Like, you gotta believe.
Bro, we gotta wake up. We gotta wake up.
Yeah.
Let's go. I believe in y'all, boys. I'm riding with you. I'm riding with you.
Yeah, I know you are, man.
Is this a change for you to be a leader?
No, I don't think it's a change. I think I kind of always let my play do the talking instead of me doing talking. So this year, that's the only change, is me talking a lot more and just voicing my opinion.
Named a captain for the first time in career, what did that mean to you?
It's about time now, I'm playing. That means a lot to me. It means my teammates view me up there as one of those guys. They look up to me. I mean, my coaches always tell me that, so it means a lot to me.
Hey! Script sack or something, we need a turnover. Hey, we need a turnover. Script, we need a turnover. Something, let's go, bro.
These types of things are the mark of a guy who's really feeling comfortable in his position and his place in the National Football League right now.
Everybody's not going to be a rah-rah guy. You got to talk to different players in different ways, different situations. That's all you got to do. I mean, different guys react differently. You just got to find out what is that going to bring the best, what point going to bring the best out of them.
Who'd you admire growing up?
My older brother, he used to play football. That's the reason why I catch the ball so much, because he used to throw it at me 100 miles per hour all the time. But I think Randy Moss is one of the greatest receivers. In my eyes, he's the greatest receiver. The things he did was like going up and get the ball, like highest point, separating, getting wide open. He made the game look easy, and he translate to guys like me.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't a lot of big receivers yet that could run and jump and do all that, have the length.
Randy Moss changed the game.
It's interesting how you put that in perspective. I think a lot of people forget about that because there are so many big receivers now. I mean, it didn't used to be that way.
Then I think just anybody who got their own turn, when you see somebody throw the ball and then catch, they say they got Moss.
And you're getting close to being similar in that regard. I know you don't want to talk about it, but when you're in rhythm and the offense is clicking, you must feel and see the frustration in the eyes of the defenders out there.
For Jeffrey, he makes the catch inside the 10-yard line.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go, house.
My job is to destroy defenders. I always tell people, like, I don't care who on the other side. They can have 3-4 people. We're going to get the job done.
You have a chance, if you stay in this organization, to be the best of all time at that position. Do you hope you can see this thing through for a career here?
I'm trying to finish my career here. I wouldn't want to have it no other way.